World Health Organization at the end of last week declared this Ebola outbreak to be a global public health emergency. They announced various things that they want to be done on the ground in the affected countries to control the infection. But we also know that there are some experimental treatments around there, around, not approved, not yet tested on humans, but they have been given to these two American aid workers who contracted Ebola, and they seem to be improving. So the ethics committee right now is looking at the possible further use of these very experimental drugs. As you can imagine, a lot of big ethical questions around that, as I said earlier, not yet really tested on humans.
So these ethicists, who are they? Who's part of this conversation?
Well, it's a long list of people. You will have doctors, medical ethics specialists. They're from all around the world. It's partly a teleconference, I have to say, and could it go long into this evening European time, because there are people in America and so on also taking part. You will have medical historians, you will have advisors on the regions that Ebola is raging at the moment in Africa, because as I'm sure your program and your listeners know, one of the difficulties with even controlling the infection is the fact that many communities affected by Ebola have not much trust in medical professionals and in foreign aid workers. Now, obviously, the aid agencies say it's an unfounded lack of trust, but they've admitted to me here in Geneva they have a big job to do establishing trust with the local communities and persuading them that everybody is genuinely here to help. When you bring then an experimental drug into the mix, you've got a whole new issue of trust to start discussing.
And from your reading of things at this meeting, Imogen, what are the chances of untested drugs being given Ebola patients in any of these West African countries?
I don't know. I think it's a very difficult decision. On the one hand, the World Health Organization, which is the world's biggest public health body, a UN body, cannot really be seen to be saying, oh, well, there is this experimental drug, but only foreign American aid workers are going to get it. But neither is it a very easy decision to say, OK, yeah, we will try it, and it's an experiment, and it's going to be tried on some of the poorest and most vulnerable people in the world's poorest countries. What I would add, though, is that even if the World Health Organization says, yes, we should look more closely at trying out this drug under the informed consent of every patient who does try it, it won't be a solution to this outbreak. This outbreak needs to be controlled, the WHO stresses, by controlling and then preventing the chain of infection in the affected countries. There's only a tiny amount of this experimental drug around, not nearly enough for everybody who might need it.